It's a good Friday with Skumba and Dumiso. Kaya FM 95.9.
6 minutes after that out of six, Kaya FM 95.9. Good Friday. Yes, we're back and we're coming to you live. Not from The Rock. No, we are here in the studio because everyone has been at The Rock, eh? Since from Israel. No, from Tang.
From Wednesday.
Everyone, Cook was there. Everyone has been there, Angie. No, we are here. We are here in the studio. Say hallelujah, Ramara.
Lovely. How's
the voting day? How did the voting go? Bali, is the second?
Yeah. I think maybe the tender was not part of the new tender because mine is still.
Yeah. So now we have voted, Buffett. What are our expectations from us, the team, before we go to our listeners? What are you expecting right now? You have voted, Gemanj. Now you have a right to say what you want.
I think for me, I just want to see the economy grow. Because in my mind, that's where you need to start in order to fix up all the other issues, you know? So if we get the economy up and running properly, stop the whole infighting, stop all these unnecessary things that we keep seeing in the news, then I think that we'll be taking a step in the right direction too. Because obviously we can't fix things overnight. There's so many issues in the country. But if we can start with encouraging investors, okay, look, we're open for business and we are ready to work, then... Yeah.
You sound like those people that said, after 25 years, no, we need to start.
What do you want to see?
We need changes overnight. It's 26 years again. It's not like we're starting from scratch. We are continuing if we win, right? So it's not starting from scratch. We're continuing. What do you mean we need?
One thing that I really dislike about this country. I really, really, really dislike about this country. South Africa, the last minute country. My goodness. Everything in South Africa is last minute. Last minute. Someone phone, hey, daughter, kupari ticket. Ticket to final. You've known that the final is coming for a month.
And they're asking for on the day of the final.
On the day of the final.
Sure.
Now, this is a disease that also affects our leadership. I'm unfortunate, sad to say. And I hope that whoever takes over, bazo plena isinto sabogahle. Skumba, when you have a show, how long do you plan your show?
A year.
Look at that. Your shows are sellout shows. You've got enough time to prepare, to promote, to book a right venue.
To write the material.
And that's why our things don't work. Because they are just thrown together at the damn last minute. And then we ask ourselves why we are struggling, why we can't create jobs, why. Well, the first thing, it starts with us. Principals, let us first send this into Zetugahle. Yes, Kati. This is why in my house, Mina, I tell people no. If someone asks me, can you come see me tomorrow? No, because I've already got something in my diary. So I hope whoever is going to be the president will just tell people no. I'm busy working. You want me to come to your rally? No. I've got documents to sign and babies to kiss.
JJ?
You have so much emotions. For me, it has to be corruption. And crime. I don't know what will be done with the crime. Well, I think with corruption and crime, it all goes together. But I don't know, something has to be done with what happens inside prisons. I refuse to believe that the rehabilitation system is working. Because from what I know is that they have rehabilitation for everybody as a whole. So they don't have rehabilitation programs for rapists, rehabilitation programs for murderers. They have one, like, a system for everybody all together. It doesn't work. And that's why the crime rate is so high. And that's why they come out and commit the same crime so they can go back and watch Rhythm City. I once had a guy who was in a lift. I think we were coming from court. And he said, yo, sen kumbili Rhythm City manje. Because he was out. And and I was like,
wow.
No.
Dude. Papalop?
Yo, guys, listen. We've got problems in this country. So for me, it's two things. And the first thing is fundamental change. And the fundamental change that I think that we really need to see happening is, you know, Musibudi, I think he makes a very good point about planning. Guys, we've been planning for 25 years. It's time to do things.
Yes.
It's time for, can we just do things? You know, I think I'm one of those people who actually believe that very often it is much better to badly execute something than to do nothing at all. This country is suffering from inertia. We are doing nothing. There's no doing. Like, we don't use verbs. You listen to...
Yes.
I've been listening to the entire time Abantu were campaigning. We will endeavor to... What is to endeavor? If I were to say Skumba, stand up, man, show me. How do you endeavor?
How do you spell endeavor?
How do you streamline? We will engage with the stakeholders. What is that? I don't understand the words that are being used. No one is doing words. Like, people... People who've been in power for 25 years are still telling us what their plans are. The issue is not plans, guys. I think we just need to mark down and actually do some work going forward.
Mm-hmm. This is my thing. I'm looking at the list of these people that are in front of me who are part of the ANC. 25 of them, ne? None of them is 53. None. No one. Our president is 66, so we give him 5 years. He's going to be 71.
Mm.
Minister of Health is 60.
Hmm.
Minister of Health is 60 years old.
Our future is in the hands of people who won't be around for the future.
A Minister of Finance is 60 years old. Let me tell you about a 60-year-old Sekas right now. All these people, when they wake up, they want their pills. You want this person to worry about our economy.
And what happened? South Africans went out and voted that exact list.
What I want to know is, why doesn't that 65 retirement thing apply to
you? I said the parliament. I asked Tukwane Mantashe yesterday. Umtala Khutman. As you know, I've been in government for only 14 months. Kuma. That's his answer. I've been in government for 14 months. So you can't tell me I am old to be Ngatimina. We're taking your calls. Want to know from you, what are your expectations when it comes to after you have voted, what are you expecting your people to do?
Morning, guys.
All right.
How are you?
We're great.
I'm good. Guys, if you vote,
mm-hmm.
after all is said and done, can we have the people that have been promising people do their work? Can they implement and start acting? By getting to sabo koko na banta banga sebenzi amanga, guys. This is a crisis in housing. But I just want to 1 million houses to Alex. I'm moving to Alex. Once they start, I'm going to Alex.
Have you seen any trucks going to Alex?
Me too. Man, Kalanjeng, when I track it, building a tier, it's London Road. I'm going to Alex Nesaranalo Manon 7, and another car of a kid is in, I'm moving in. I want to see those houses. We have a crisis of unemployment, guys. There's a lot of people that are not working. And which, Abanye, they tend to crime because Mazot by a pan. And Bandimaza Kines will come for 7. Can you have action, please? That's all I'm going to say.
Tangan Zak, have a great day, ne? MP Galen.
It's come.
Shabujan, guys.
Nandi kunjani?
Ringa nathi.
Yeah, yazini. Kum. Priority number 1. Bahlela ngithi. Sethuba babekiwe. Imvale. Futhi ayisafuni attention ye province. Seyifuni attention ye national. Ama potholes la evale. Futhi akutama potholes sithini beya. Izigodi ngapha kwendlela. Kum.
Yeah, those are holes.
Yeah, izigodi. Noma ungathi uhamba ufake i 19 i 17 inch lana baba ngeke. Melo ufake angazi izile lingakanani imoto ziphelile imoto zabantu ama potholes. So I'm saying priority number 1 on everything yabo service delivery, let it be.
All right, Gazlam.
Into my friend is so on.
Thank you, Mfethu. And then we go to Katlehong. Cindy.
Kumba,
welcome. Shabunjan.
Yes,
bona jo the graduate are in a span.
Sure.
People go to university by graduate at the end of an span and a price of petrol jo.
Blind.
Rahobala jo price of petrol. Traveling from Pretoria to Centurion, you spend about 1,000 rand ka petrol every week. That's too much.
Yo, every week, Joe. Mm-hmm.
Every week, Joe, for 40 kilos. it's too much. So, but anyway, the government they voted in retiring.
All right, Kaslam. And go to Pinoni. Mankwe.
Hi, morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. Talk to us.
Yeah. To me, I want to see the turnaround strategy. Ukuthi, what are they going to do? Because if you can check, our health system is a problem. Education, ikolo, ugcwele, municipality doesn't deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And if you check again, you check Amashop way to Abo Edgar's Truest, people are going to lose jobs because of ama export goods, wama fake azala in South Africa. And I'm worried, how are they going to take control of those foreigners who owns Abo Spaza shop that are not paying tax? And that tax is killing us. This is Vuga number four.
With the number of people from outside, Abanei Pais and Makas, how are they going to work on that?
How are they going to work on that? I want to see their turnaround strategy to assisting the country. If you check, Abanya Bantwana, I think Abana Igolo, by my private schools, of which they are very expensive. So they must deliver to what they have promised us. In municipality, if you check our towns, you only see them ngama votes, bapeta magharavu nani. So we want to see those things happening. Thank you, guys.
Shabu now. Thank you, sister. And then we go to Lihle. Kaslam.
It's a problem, Kunja.
Shabu Danbud.
Yeah. Mina, during our vote, I feel like the thing I'm going to get in South Africa would be petrol price. Mm-hmm. The price it got. Because I feel like petrol is the common denominator in the economy of South Africa.
Shabu, I'm for
it. If petrol goes up, but if petrol is then we'll be able to afford. Because mina ngamot, but nishe karaji ngameng days to show that petrol is too much. And I feel like there's too much content available online for one to empower himself. If only data would be available cheaply, then we'll be able to empower ourselves with knowledge. And sitting around us was identify a gap for businesses. As being around us, because in a certain room, we talk. But there should be people available to identify a gaps and see where are the business opportunities to create more jobs.
That's why I tell you, Kaslam, that's why I
so much sense at 27 past 6.
Excellent. Thank you, but yeah, people want. Like the phone lines are going crazy because people are expecting something from whoever's going to be in government.
Yeah. Here's a question to you guys. On Monday, how many political party agents will be anywhere in the communities? On Monday.
Can you imagine? Me and Bali gave you the same answer. Come on.
Traveling out of Gauteng. Tune into Kaya FM. DSTV, channel 861.
So, yeah. This time we're supposed to be playing a package, but we decided because it's an election special. Since Bali, you've been out in the streets. What was the good, the bad, and the ugly that you've witnessed since Welbos started?
I think with this particular election, because I remember when I was covering the election for the first time for Kaya FM was when we did the municipal elections a couple of years ago, and I was in Vuani, so it was like a completely different environment. But this time around, I was out Ikaslami, Isoweto, and I think the one thing that I loved to see was that although we are seeing that South Africans are very loyal when it comes to who they vote for, who they believe in, when it comes to political organizations, soccer teams, whatever the case may be, I saw such a diversity when it comes to that particular township. You know, people like the callers that we had today, people are disgruntled, people are upset, and they understood, I feel like, for the first time, the power of their votes. You know, I even saw older people within the communities that had not been going out to vote anymore because a win was, it was obvious for them, Uguti, the party that they had been supporting for years is going to win anyway, going out in their numbers to actually cast their ballots, you know? I think the one thing that has obviously put a dampener on this election is the fact that we've got, you know, reports of irregularities. Mm-hmm. We saw budget cuts for the IEC. Mm-hmm. I feel like the IEC was not necessarily given enough support when it comes to how it was that the election is run, which is why we had issues of things like scanners that are jamming, you know, where people are standing in line. It was cold on Wednesday.
It was
very cold. People are standing in line for a very long time simply because scanner lesa basiphethe is not working. They are running out of ballot papers. You know, things like that, where I know that the IEC did say that obviously because there was a lot of moving around, my logistics had to be moved around. But on a number of occasions, the IEC was asked, are you guys ready? You know, and I feel like there were no contingency plans that were made. In KZN, some people were not able to vote because voting stations did not open. Mm-hmm. There was protest action. What was the plan? You know, and I think that brings us back to that issue that Musibudi was raising, that we are such a last minute country that every time we are reactionary in how it is that we do things.
The
you
CEO
know?
Of the IEC was sitting exactly where I am sitting.
Exactly.
And we asked him this particular question.
That was the first question we asked him too.
Yes.
Are you ready?
And what was his answer?
Oh, absolutely.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso. 6 to 9 a.m.